Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
FanDuel's got an offer you don't want to miss this NFL season. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right. Pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season is here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When it comes to what your family eats and drinks, you know your choices matter. You're the expert because you know what fits your life. And getting it right starts with good information. That's why America's beverage companies are sharing more information about our ingredients at goodtoknowfacts.org. No spin, no judgments, just the facts straight from the experts for more than 140 beverage ingredients. Visit goodtoknowfacts.org.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily. Joe Giglio with you. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, follow the podcast. YouTube feed is 94WIP. Check it out there. Well, we got a busy week here with the Phillies with a little post-mortem press conference coming up on Thursday with Dave Dombrowski and Rob Thompson, who the Phillies, leaked out yesterday to John Heyman and to Joel Sherman and to all the local media that he is coming back. I disagree. I would have moved on from Rob Thompson. They're going to speak on Thursday. Of course, all the Eagles fall out from the loss to the Giants. We'll look ahead to the Thursday game against the Vikings. But I want to dive into the Phillies and kind of the big picture of the offseason, because the first domino has fallen. As I said, Rob Thompson is reportedly coming back, and he's part of the press conference on Thursday. Obviously, he's under contract to part of the press conference, so I'm not going to fire him after that. He's the manager of the baseball team. And we'll see if the Phillies decide to give him a contract extension, another little Band-Aid for one more year as we kind of do this again, like they did 1 year ago, or they just let him be a lame duck into 2026. Neither is particularly, I'm not enthusiastic about either. I would rather just give them the extension so they don't have to deal with the lame duck questions every day, but we'll see what the Phillies do. My question, though, is, are the Phillies actually prepared to make any meaningful changes? Because that's what I am struggling with here, because the easiest meaningful change to make would have been to move on from Rob Thompson, would have been to get a new manager here in Philadelphia and to try to reimagine the baseball team through the dugout and a different leader, a different voice. That would have been the first and most obvious way for the Phillies to make a meaningful change this season. And they chose not to do that, into next season. They chose not to make that the way they approached their year. So now I question, are there any meaningful changes coming? Are the Phillies actually willing to make a change? And you could say, Joe, they shouldn't want to do that. They just won 96 baseball games. They were the number two seed in the National League. And they played the Dodgers very tough over 4 games. Just run it back next year and maybe have better results. And I think that is a flawed way of thinking, because things don't stay the same year after year. I have no idea. If they're going to get the Zach Wheeler back that we saw for the first 4 months of the season, which they built a lot of their success off of. So that, forget the 4-game series against the Dodgers, to get to that level, I'm not sure if they have that Zach Wheeler ever again. In terms of their players that are under contract, I'm not sure if we'll ever see a better Trey Turner season as a Philly. I would probably say no. A lot of infield hits. stayed healthy till the end of the season. The power dipped, probably by, more by design, but the power dipped. The shortstop play got better. Is that sustainable as he gets deeper to his 30s? I would say probably no to all these things. Bryce Harper, I think, could have a better year next year. He missed time. He didn't have as great of a year as he had in the past, but I'm not sure about his health moving forward if it's going to cooperate the way we want it to. If you tell me he plays 160 games next year and his wrist feels great, yeah, I think he'll have a big-time season. But I don't know if those things are going to work out for him. The free agents they have, is Ranger Suarez coming back? I don't know. Is Kyle Schwarber coming back? I would say probably. And is he going to have a year like he had last year? Was that his the best year he'll have in his career, a career year? Probably that. JTR Realmuto, do you want him back? I do. I think the Phillies could use him back, need him back to a certain extent. But how much is the offense going to now decline as he gets deeper into his mid-30s? And he didn't take a break this year at all. He caught 132 games. I do think there is something special about him as an athlete. And he's trending more towards that Pudge Rodriguez, Carlton Fisk. You know, those catchers that just play forever and play a million games, Yadier Molina, he's trending towards being one of those guys. But there's going to be diminishing returns on the offense, and it's already dipped from where it was, and it's probably going to dip even further. So you have all these little factors that are in here now. Bader is going to be a free agent. And when they bring the manager back and they start with that domino, it makes me question if they want to make any meaningful changes. Or are the Phillies just going to say, we're bringing back Schwarber, we're bringing back JT, Ranger, we're going to let him walk because we prepared for this. We're going to cross our fingers on Zach Wheeler. We're going to cross our fingers for better health and performance from Aaron Nola. We have depth in our rotation with Luzardo. Christopher Sanchez is going to do it again. We have Taijuan Walker here if we need him. And we have Andrew Painter coming. And we have Justin Crawford coming. And we have Aiden Miller coming. And let's just run this thing back mostly. We're going to have Duran for a full year. Let's run the whole thing back mostly, other than Ranger, and see if we can just crack through next year. That's what it feels like. It feels like the Phillies are not willing, maybe able when you go to money, considering where they're at with their payroll. But it just feels to me like they are going to run this thing back again and expect a different result from the same group of players that have come up short in their quest for a championship over a good amount of time now. And if you kind of go through baseball history in the wild card era, it's very rare to have a team that has this many of the same players year after year without winning a championship. There's got to be some change. There's got to be, you know, I'd be willing to listen on substantial change with subtractions to remake the team. Let's say selling high, trading Trey Turner to free up the money. Using that money to bring back Schwarber, to bring back JT, to bring back a Ranger, to sign an Alex Bregman, you know, I mean, all these different possibilities. Maybe three of those four things. I'd be open to that. I'd also be open and willing and obviously interested if the Phillies said, hey, we're good, we need to be great, and they go out and try to make a big-time addition. They take the team they have now, they dump Castellanos and go sign a Kyle Tucker for $400 million. I don't think he's getting the $700 or $600 people said after the year he just had. And he's a little bit closer to 30 than he is 25. So I think the number is going to be a little bit different than people thought. But go give it another Trey Turner contract. Give it to Kyle Tucker. If really the objective is just to win and to get better, obviously Kyle Tucker is a better baseball player right now, today, tomorrow, than Nick Castellanos. If that is the objective, go pay. You know, I think about the Dodgers a couple years ago. They got swept in the division series by the Diamondbacks. They got embarrassed by the Diamondbacks. They really had a bad series. Mookie and Freddie Freeman really struggled in that series. Similar statistically, say, to Trey Turner and, you know, Bryce Harper in this series. And the Dodgers looked at themselves and said, hey, we got a lot. We got a really good baseball team here. You know, we have Freddie Freeman. We have Mookie Betts. We won a championship 3 years prior to that in 2020. We're good. We're not great. And we're not great enough. And they went and got the best player available, you know, and one of the greatest players of all time in Shohei Ohtani. I know right now in this postseason it hasn't shown up yet. No pun intended with shown and Shohei. But, nope, you know, he's a great player, and he's been a big reason why they were champions last year, why they're in the position now up 1-0 on the Brewers in the NLCS to try to go win it again and create a dynasty. His two-way ability this season is going to garner him an MVP. He has hit the cover off the ball for two seasons. He's going to be a back-to-back MVP there. At some point in this postseason, I imagine very soon, he's going to have a gigantic moment. And the Dodgers deserve credit for not stopping at good because they wanted to achieve great. And I'd be great with that, too, if the Phillies went that route. And they said, we're not where we need to be. It's not the manager's fault. It's not the player's fault here. We don't have enough. Let's keep adding special talent.
When did making plans get this complicated? It's time to streamline with WhatsApp, the secure messaging app that brings the whole group together. Use polls to settle dinner plans. Send event invites and pin messages so no one forgets mom's 60th. And never miss a meme or milestone. All protected with end-to-end encryption. It's time for WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone. Learn more at whatsapp.com.
That'd be great. And I'd be for that. I would have been for the manager out of here. I'd be okay with trading away a Trey Turner to reinvest the money and reimagine the baseball team in a more efficient and better way. I'd be okay with going to get a star like a Kyle Tucker to add to this thing. I'd be okay with all those things. The one thing I'm not going to be okay with is them just running it back, signing a seventh inning man to replace David Robertson, who's probably going to retire here, and saying, we're good. Nothing to see here. We're going to expect our older guys to be just as good and healthy or healthier as they get older. And we'll hope and cross our fingers on the young guys, because that's all it is with the young guys. I love what Aiden Miller did in the second half as he graduated a little bit through the minor league system. He's still not there yet. Now, will he be there a year from now? Will he be there by the midseason this year coming up in 2026? Maybe. And I think he's going to be a player. Justin Crawford, I think it's pretty telling they wouldn't call him up this year. They wouldn't add him to the mix. What really is he? Is he going to be a special player? Or is he going to be closer to a Ben Revere? I don't know. I mean, I think he's going to be a big leaguer. But on the scale of special or Ben Revere, my guess is probably closer to Ben Revere. I hope he's special. Pedigree is special. I loved watching his dad play. And I think there's some special bat-to-ball skills the kid has. But hits the ball on the ground a lot. And then anyway, Andrew Painter, is this going to be the fourth year where they talk themselves into he's going to make a difference, and then we get to the season and we don't know if he's going to? Because as good as the rotation can be next season, if Ranger walks, you go into the season with two knowns, two known quantities in the rotation. That's it. Christopher Sanchez, a known Cy Young finalist this year. Jesus Luzardo, a known, love him. Moxie, 200 strikeouts. Founded it again here in Philadelphia with Caleb Cotham. After that, Zach Wheeler out off of surgery. No idea. No idea what he's going to be, when he's coming back, how his health's going to hold up. Total unknown. Aaron Nola, let's not get fooled by two innings against the Dodgers in game number three. He had a 6 ERA this season. Some of that was around the injury. Some of it wasn't. He just stunk. And then the fifth starter is Andrew Painter. He's just been gifted a spot. After all, you're not going to graduate out of AAA, not even when the Phillies could have desperately used another arm on the roster in September and October. We're just going to give him a starter rotation spot. So the Phillies could run it back. But number one, there's no guarantee they'll be as good. Number two, it's not shown to be good enough. Number three, it's lame. Like, I think we all want something to excite us in this offseason that's going to make us feel like, okay, this is the way they get over the hump. This is it. The first and most obvious one was fire the manager, get a new manager, get Bruce Bochy in here. Well, they're not doing that. The next most obvious one is to go spend for a big, big star. That, though, takes two to tango. It also is complicated by their own pursuit and their own quest to retain their own guys. It's not going to be easy to go negotiate with Kyle Tucker while you're negotiating with Kyle Schwarber. And you don't want to be left holding at the altar with both. And they're probably going to play, they're going to pit against each other. You know, the Chicago Cubs are going to try to retain Kyle Tucker. They traded for him. If they can't, they could very quickly pivot to Kyle Schwarber to bring him home. That's the way, you know, that's an angry Chicago fan base right now They paid a lot of money for their manager at Council away to steal him away from the Brewers, and they just got 2 years in a row outplayed by the Brewers in the regular season and then bounced by the Brewers in the division series. So, you know, Schwarber, and if they're not going to spend the money on Tucker, Schwarber would absolutely fit the bill to get everyone smiling again in Chicago. So that's something the Phillies have to be concerned about, especially if Tucker ends up with, let's say, the Yankees or the New York Mets, or, you know, I'm trying to find the landing spot for Kyle Tucker. You know, the San Francisco Giants, you know, one of those kind of teams, the Los Angeles Dodgers wouldn't surprise me if they fill one of those corner outfield spots with the Kyle Tucker. So as you kind of parse how that could go.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly,
you know,
what
why
people
it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland,
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Watch for the Schwarber thing. So there's a lot of things the Phillies have to juggle this offseason. But I'm skeptical after watching the quick Topper decision and after watching the way they've approached the last couple offseasons, if they're actually willing to make any meaningful change. You may agree, disagree, they should. I know there are some schools, there's a school of thought out there like, hey, this team is really close. They were this close to being the Dodgers. Run the whole thing back. I'm not there because I don't think things in sports, especially with older teams, stay static. The 2025 Phillies were close to being the Dodgers in a four-game series with this group. Will the 2026 Phillies, if it stays the same, yield the same results? I doubt that. I doubt they will. You got to get better, and you got to change, and you have to adapt. That's how teams win championships, not by sitting on their hands. And I'm getting a weird feeling the Phillies are going to try to sit on their hands and tell us, we got this. We're going to crack through. It's a matter of time. Well, time might not be on their side. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Our YouTube feed is 94WIP. Check it out there. There's also my daily email newsletter, joe-gilio-sports.beehiv.com. Check it out there. If you'd like me to send it to you directly, I'd be more than willing to do that. It's totally free to sign up. Monday to Friday, different, you know, new posts each day, links to the show, all that kind of stuff right there in the daily email newsletter. I can send that to you directly. All right, midday show, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can watch it on YouTube, of course, stream it on Odyssey or listed on 94WIP. Thanks so much for listening. We will talk tomorrow, as always, on WIP Daily.
Hey, I'm Joe DeCamera.
And I'm John Ritchie. We're the guys behind the 94WIP Morning Show, the place Philly sports fans turn to every morning.
Eagles, Phillies, Sixers, Flyers, if it matters in this city, we're talking about it.
We bring real opinions, smart analysis, and yeah, some chaos too.
From breaking news to big name guests, it's all here.
Whether you're tailgating or stuck in traffic, we've got your Philly sports fix.
Follow and listen to the 94WIP Morning Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts, and get new episodes every weekday.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.